Listener Production.
Good afternoon, I'm Celeste Mitsiu. A former SAS soldier is said to be charged over the alleged killing of an Afghan man in 2012. Federal police arrested Oliver Schultz following a years-long investigation into possible Australian war crimes committed in Afghanistan. Latitude Financial's cyber hack remains active. The company also believes the breach is a lot worse than first thought. Nearly 5 million Aussies will see their government support payments increase today, while Canberra is backing the country's lowest paid workers to earn more ahead of the Fair Work Commission's ruling, although Finance Minister Katie Gallagher on the ABC refused to support a 7% hike being pushed by the major unions.
We didn't put a figure on it last year. I don't expect we will put a figure on it this year. No.
Swiss bank UBS is taking over troubled rival Credit Suisse in the hope it will calm nervous financial markets, but our central bank isn't too concerned about this. The Victorian government is committed to banning the Nazi salute within months, and the Navy has launched a fresh campaign for recruits following the AUKUS deal. Melbourne will be without Cozzy Pickett for the next fortnight after accepting his two-match ban, while Swan Lance Franklin will miss the opportunity to play his former side this week. Switching codes and the Roosters are off to the judiciary tomorrow night to challenge Fletcher Baker's careless high tackle charge, while Joey Manu will miss one match after accepting an early guilty plea. Raiders hooker Danny Levi is booked in for jaw surgery tomorrow and is expected to be sidelined for an extended period. And Carlos Alcaraz has reclaimed the world number one tennis ranking. He ended Daniil Medvedev's 19-match winning streak, also becoming the first man since Rafa to win the Indian Wells without dropping a set.
Right now, I've played a lot of great matches. You know, I've won great titles. I won that made me a lot of confidence and a lot of experience as well. And right now, I knew how to handle, you know, the tough moments.